You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back of the house. It is 8 o'clock, so we're in the outdoor living hour here at Rosie on the House, where we talk about anything and everything that you plant, grow, water, fertilize. Hey, we'll even talk hardscapes. Anything outside the house is designated to this hour. And you can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. In an effort to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend over the last couple of years, we've been rotating in a number of different hosts. And I screwed up, and actually I've got multiple scheduled today. And it's one of those things you couldn't have planned it to be any better. We've got a fabulous host.
Oh my gosh, no
panel
kidding.
Here. We've got Greg Peterson of the Urban Farm.
Yay.
We've got Jay Harper of Hickman's Farm Fresh that actually supplies product to Tank's Green Stuff, who's up here from Tucson, Emily Rocker, that makes soils rocky. Sorry, did I say L-E-R, Rockler, Rocky? You correct me.
Emily Rocky.
Rocky.
So happy to be here. Thank you.
And you guys, we'll start a little bit with you because you're probably the newest concept to a lot of our listening audience, especially people that are outside of Tucson. Very well-established name in Tucson. But tell us a little bit about Tank's Green Stuff.
Sure. Well, Tank's Green Stuff makes organic and natural garden and landscape products made from recycled materials. We have a fabulous certified organic compost that's our pride and joy, and we put that compost into many other products, mulches, organic potting soil, the Farmer Greg's mix, which we'll talk about today, a collaboration with the Urban Farm. So we're based in Tucson, but we have bagged product all over the state of Arizona. We're selling bulk material also in Phoenix. And we're growing quickly, both in the backyard and on the farm.
And, Greg, you've mentioned a few times you guys have been working on a Farmer Greg's bag from Tank's Green Stuff. And sitting here in the conversation, Jay said, well, you guys put a lot of our Hickman's Farm, the Farm's Choice product, into Tank's Green Stuff. So we've got a really organic.
Yeah.
Organic and local.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So it is the beginning of fall season, and we're spending the entire month talking about planting and growing. It is the landscape month. We're actually featuring – we covered the story earlier at the beginning of the month, but a lot of our radio affiliates didn't hear it because we were preempted with the coverage of John McCain's funeral. So the 10 o'clock hour, we're actually going to be talking about places to go see – throughout Arizona before you start planting in the botanical gardens. Arizona Desert Museum.
We've the Urban got Farm.
The Urban Farm. So we have a lot of destinations and road trips to take, this landscapes to see. So before you start planning or remodeling your landscape, here's what you can go see in the state. So we're redoing that one in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now in the 8 o'clock hour, let's talk about vegetable gardening first and soil prep. We've got how many years of soil cultivation here in the room?
Oh my gosh!
More than I care to admit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh! So one of the big topics I love chatting about in ignosium, people get tired of hearing about it, is what is healthy soil.
I never get tired about it.
Oh, there you go. Hearing about it, not talking about it, and I want to know what Jay says healthy soil is.
Well,
put you on the spot.
You know, I mean, healthy soil is a good biological functioning system that has lots of organic material in it, that has the ability to grow and thrive the plant material that you choose to grow in it. So whether that's landscape plants or vegetable gardens or edible trees or fruit, you know, whatever you choose to plant, it doesn't have to be just – I think people think healthy soil, they just think in my vegetable garden.
Right.
That needs to happen around your oak tree.
Absolutely.
Your Palo Verde, your bird of paradise, or your vegetable garden. So it's a functioning system that's going on in
the
soil.
Yeah.
So organic materials are vital to that. And when we live in the desert, we don't have much of that.
You have something to say about that, don't you?
Do you know how much organic material is in the soil in the desert naturally by percentage?
Just naturally by percentage? No, I wouldn't. I hesitate to guess. I was going to say it's about 1%.
Less than 1%. And across the country, it's more like 2 to 10%. So we're really low here. We have to
add
that.
Why people want that black, you know, that Iowa, they come in and want, I want that black dirt I had in it. Well, you can't have that here unless you add it. You got to make that here. It got made by nature, by God back there, because there was lots of plant and animal life and lots of rain and moisture and things were breaking down in the soil, and that's why it's dark. It's got lots of organic material in it. Ours doesn't. Doesn't mean it can't grow stuff. I mean, Maricopa County, before our housing explosion, was in the top 10 producing agricultural counties in the United States. It grows wonderful product and plants, but it needs a little help.
It needs a lot of help.
Gotta give it a little soil supplement to get it started. And what do we add? I mean, you say across the country it's up to 10%. I mean, are we trying to get to 10%? Are we trying to get to 50%? Are we trying to get to...
Here's a little statistic. According to the NRCS, the Natural Soil and Conservation Service, if you add 1% organic material, you will save 20,000 gallons of water per acre.
Really?
1%.
Wow.
20,000 gallons of water. So not only is it vital for making a healthy living soil, organic material is vital for saving water. And as we get more critical and more critical in our watering situation, we need to really consider the addition of organic materials, mulches, composts, manures, anything that's organic into those soil systems.
Because you're providing food for the microbes that should be living and thriving in our soils. And when you have the microbes there, you have all the other things that are coming into balance, porosity, aeration, nutrients. And so that all contributes to the way that water is held in the soil. So that's why a little bump in organic matter feeds the microbes, feeds the soil and the whole system.
And often what I'll do with the urban farm is I'll take 6 inches of compost, put it right on top of my garden beds and plant. So I'm adding a significant amount more to my gardens.
And in that compost, what percent of that is nutrient?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's all considered a nutrient. It's in various stages of decomposition. And, like, for example, a piece of wood would have way less nitrogen than, say, alfalfa hay or something like Hickman's chicken manure. But it's all valuable, and especially in the right a ratio, that's something we can talk about more. You know, what's the right form of organic matter to put into the soil? But it all is valuable. It all provides food for the microbes that break it down, thereby feeding our plants.
And if I bought a bag of Tank's Green Stuff or a bag of the Farm's Choice, which actually you guys have a pelletized product now that's out in my citrus orchard as we speak. Do you ever go back and test that? Okay, we've tested the natural dirt. Now we've got this organic matter we've put together. What's our percentage there?
You bet. Yeah. Speaking of testing, we test our organic compost every month. We create about 36,000 cubic yards of organic compost every year, certified by OMRI. Organic Materials Review Institute. We also adhere to the U.S. Composting Council's highest seal of testing assurance program. So that requires us to test it every single month for a full panel of nutrients, pH, salinity, maturity, making sure it's completely composted and not hot, as you know, one might say if it was not fully composted. So it's rigorously tested, as well as every day, temperatures, oxygen, moisture, all that is monitored very closely. We are passionate about our compost.
Well, I want to just point out something here, that compost is different than fertilizer.
That's, you know, right.
The chicken fertilizer from Hickman's is different than compost. They're two different things, and I'll have let them speak to that. But those are two different things, and you want to add both, I say.
Cool. Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. And we do make a compost as well that's composted chicken manure. But, yeah, there's a whole set of rules and regulations to be able to call it compost. And then you asked about nutrients, and I think what you're thinking in the way a lot of us have thought growing up conventionally. You got those three numbers on a bag of fertilizer that, you know, the nitrogen, phosphorus, potash, you know, and you're thinking nutrients. And those are all nutrients, but also there's micronutrients that aren't listed in big numbers. And there's, you know, we have to change a little bit of the way we think when we're talking about organic systems versus conventional systems to some degree as far as what are the nutrients. I have a friend who's a golf course superintendent that says carbon is the new nitrogen. So we have to think about adding organic materials to the soil, which add and then develop their own system or healthy soil, which creates its own nutrients in a way, as opposed to just adding them synthetically or conventionally with, you know, conventional or synthetic nitrogens, which the plant uses the same way, but the soil treats it differently.
Yeah, and it's actually not created. What's happening is those microbes are mining it out of the dirt that you have.
Breaking it down, correct. So the plant can use it.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the carbon is a really big, important food source for those microbes. So it's all coming around. It's all coming together.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Gary's in Mesa. Glenn's in Glendale. We'll get to those questions after this. You can text questions to 411-923 or email if you have a little bit of help with picture or plant or insect identification. You can snap a picture and email it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And we'll also talk about, all right, now that we've got this soil, what this time of year are we putting in it? And when can we expect to start enjoying that?